I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama is making the rounds this week trying to calm nerves and reassure the American public. Along with touting gains made against ISIS, he's warning against Islamophobia. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA agrees. She says anti-Muslim speech coming from Western nations like the U.S. is a risk to Christians around the world.
The West is associated with Christianity, so anything Western is labeled Christian.
She points to the Nigerian terror group Boko Haram as an example. A literal translation of Boko Haram means Western education is sin.
They target Christian churches or schools because they associate it with the West.
So as you pray for persecuted Christians in places like Nigeria, put the gospel into action where you live. Love your Muslim neighbors and tell them they're included in Christ's plan for salvation. And last month, you met GEMS Girls Clubs, the ministry committed to equipping girls to live out their faith in Jesus with over 900 clubs worldwide. But in one country, GEMS has taken that equipping a step further by opening a day school for both girls and boys. Chris Palosari says it all started with a club and U.S. and Zambian women working together.
They started to understand a little bit more about the challenges that the children overall face. The cycle of poverty, the lack of education, the lack of resources.
The chief of a tribal village donated land to GEMS to help them construct a day school for orphans and vulnerable kids.
He wanted so desperately for the children of his tribes to be able to have education and to have Christ.
There's a greater goal for the school. We'll share that tomorrow. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.